The first meeting of the reconstituted Fayetteville Board of Public Health was held yesterday afternoon online to establish rules and procedures and to set an agenda to respond to the coronavirus health crisis in the city. Qualifications and responsibilities for a Board of Health officer, not yet hired, were discussed, then tabled. Dr. Huda Sharaf voiced the first resolution on the agenda for approval.
Resolution affirming the city of Fayetteville is in a state of epidemic. And the sample that was given was on the basis of the best epidemiological reporting and analysis available to Fayetteville Board of Health. And in accordance with all relevant ordinances and statutes, the board hereby affirms there is an infectious disease epidemic within its jurisdiction.
Yeah, I think that affirming the reason for having the board reconstituted is an important
first step.
Responding there was the chair of the committee, Dr. Hershey Garner. The board then affirmed and discussed Fayetteville's mask ordinance, which was enacted last month by the city council and requires residents to wear masks in public. Mayor Lionel Jordan said the city has distributed 75,000 free disposable masks so far, of 205,000 purchased by the city. The discussion then turned to reusable cloth masks. Again, the discussion led by Dr. Sharaf.
So what might be a better way as far as money spent is to basically maybe start passing out, you know, double cloth masks, maybe with a Fayetteville logo on it, or, you know, I wear this for you, or whatever the case may be, but at least those they could reuse and launder, because at some point they're going to have to be held responsible for getting their own masks. Because the other issue that we're going to face with the surge is that we're going to start having a difficult time finding PPE again.
The board agreed to investigate a public-private partnership to manufacture Fayetteville-branded reusable cloth masks to distribute to coincide with a citywide mask campaign. Dr. Sharaf, a medical liaison between the University of Arkansas Chancellor's Office and the Arkansas Department of Health, said securing guidance from the state about safely opening campus this fall has been difficult. She says she will continue to press the state, but that Fayetteville's health board is equipped to control behavior in the city to prevent coronavirus spread, building on the mayor's recent efforts, to which the mayor responded.
Well, somebody's got to do something. So I'm going to do something, even if it might not be exactly right, but
it'll be right, Mayor. Don't worry.
And so, yeah.
This is my first pandemic as well, in this regards, anyways.
To be honest, I think I can speak for all of us when it says it makes us proud. It makes us proud that you did something. I sit on a lot of committees and a lot of meetings, let me tell you, over here, and a lot of people don't want to be held accountable.
The voices we heard after Mayor Jordan were City Attorney Kit Williams, Dr. Gary Berner with Community Clinic, and Dr. Huda Sharaf. The board agreed that a formal letter will be issued inviting the governor to hold a daily press briefing regarding the virus in Fayetteville this summer. Mayor Jordan told the board he's reached out to the governor on numerous occasions for approval on pandemic procedures, but has received no response. The next virtual meeting of the Fayetteville Board of Health is scheduled for July 15th at 5 p.m. The public is welcome to attend, but must register with the city.